North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
For online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, the plague has hit him. Finally, after all these years, Joe Biden has now come down with COVID. I can joke about this because COVID is not a serious disease anymore for the vast majority of people who get it, particularly those who have been vaccinated 1,000 times. Joe Biden has been double vaxxed, triple vaxxed, quadruple vaxxed. His body is 96% vaccine at this point. He still apparently has mild symptoms from COVID. The other reason I can mock this is because the left has decided that if you get COVID, it's because of some moral wrong you did. The left is so religious. And if you read the Bible, then you'll see that there are circumstances in the Bible where people do things wrong and then God punishes them with a plague. Right? This happens to Miriam at one point. She says something bad about Moses and then God gives her leprosy. This is how the left views COVID. It's like if you're a bad person, if you did something wrong, that's when you get COVID. So I guess this is just God's revenge on Joe Biden for being a terrible president. That's the only way that I can read this. So Joe Biden apparently tested positive for COVID-19 on Thursday morning, at least when they announced it. Now, we don't know how long he's had COVID. He was going around unmasked. He was shaking hands with people. Oh, my God. The 79-year-old commander-in-chief was experiencing very mild symptoms, according to the White House. He's able to participate in regular meetings. He is taking Paxlovid, officials said. Karine Jean-Pierre said that he tested positive for COVID-19. She announced all of this. And then, apparently, White House doctor Kevin O'Connor said the president is currently experiencing mild symptoms, mostly rhinorrhea or runny nose and fatigue with an occasional dry cough, which started yesterday evening. Now, listen, he is in the cohort of the population that is most vulnerable to COVID. He is 79 years old, obviously, and has cancer. Oh, no, he doesn't have cancer. He just said he had cancer like a couple of days ago, but doesn't actually have cancer. The president of the United States did give a statement on Twitter, an update from him about his health. Here is what it sounded like.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well, I'm getting a lot of work done, I'm going to continue to get it done, and in the meantime, thanks for your concern, and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
I'll keep the faith. It's good. And then he keeled over. They cut right before. He didn't actually keel over. That was actually take three. In take one, he said he had cancer. In take two, bizarrely, he said he had monkeypox. Take three, he said that he had COVID. And I'm not going to stop mocking because so many people have turned getting COVID into some sort of moral test. And not only that, your behavior around getting COVID was supposed to be extraordinarily strict, locked down. We certainly weren't supposed to see pictures of you working during COVID. And there's a picture the White House put out of Joe Biden working. And the question is, who was in the room with him? Has he transferred the plague to them? Well, Karine Jean-Pierre, the worst White House press secretary of my lifetime. She's really bad at it. Like, listen, I had major problems with Jen Psaki and her political point of view. I've had problems since she was a State Department spokesperson. But Jen Psaki was actually good at her job, which is to spin on behalf of the president of the United States. Karine Jean-Pierre cannot spin, like, at all. She's just stuck in the ground, and she can't spin. It's like a weather vane that's been rusted over. So
barely huge. And I lost my shirt on land.
Supposed to be super concerned with how you got COVID. Now, here is the reality about COVID right now. As of now, this wasn't true at the very beginning. It's certainly true with Omicron. Everyone's going to get it. You're not going to know where you got it because everyone gets it. End of story. I was double vaxxed. I got it. My dad was triple vaxxed. He got it. My wife was triple vaxxed. She got it. Like, everyone is going to get Omicron at a certain point because it's incredibly infectious. And I'm not saying the vaccines don't help people who are vulnerable. They probably do. If you're older, like Joe Biden, you needed to get double vaxxed and double boosted because Joe Biden is not somebody like in a normal run-of-the-mill disease vector. He wouldn't be doing well. He's 79 years old and not in proper.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be on this beautiful Friday night as the Reading Colt 45s take on the Tehama County Bulls. So for the Reading Colt 45s who fell in yesterday's game 10-1 against the Novato Knicks are playing a very young team, fresh full of high schoolers like Manny Sleezer from West Valley and Riley C. from UPrep. So it is a Tehama County versus Shasta County free-for-all tonight, and Gabe Rojas will be on the mound for the Colt 45s. So in the field for the Colt 45s will be catcher Kyle Norton. He is going to play every position today, and then playing first base will be Nate Scott. Playing second base will be Ethan Williams, and then at third base it'll be Wyatt Larinaga. Over at short is Arif Camacho, and then in left field is Wyatt Reginato, who's usually been playing third base. In center field, it's Royce Knock, and then Giacomo Crosetti plays in right. And so here we go as we are about to get underway as the two managers meet. So for Rojas, who is from San Francisco, originally went to Folsom Lake College before transferring to Simpson. So just waiting for the managers to get set. And on this beautiful, very windy, hot Friday afternoon. And so it'll be interesting to see how Norton does, considering that he is a left-hander. Usually you don't see left-handers play catcher, but you know what? Kyle Norton is going to make the effort today, just have some fun. Originally, it was supposed to be a team from the Bay Area that was going to come and visit, but Saturday and Sunday's games have been canceled. And so this is it to finish off what has been a wild week for sure. The Colt 45s lost game one to the Novato Knicks on Tuesday, 17-15, and then rallied to win 10-8, coming back from an 8-4 deficit in the bottom of the ninth, and then scoring six runs, capped off by a three-run home run by Bryce Tweet. And then yesterday, it was a bit of a doldrum. Arif Camacho got on board, stole two bases, and then scored, but that was the only run that the Colt 45s would get. So for Rojas, warming up, the right-hander who throws in the mid-80s, relies on control. And so again, he'll be throwing to his left-handed catcher. So Kyle Norton going to have some fun. And again, this is a team full of high schoolers who just recently graduated. And so batting first for the Tehama Bulls will be Riley C. at second base. And then batting second will be Tucker Sides at third base, batting second. Batting third will be Landon Brandon, the catcher, and then batting fourth will be Manny Sleezer, the designated hitter. Batting fifth will be Brett Johnson, the shortstop, and then batting sixth will be first baseman Jack Ginsby. Batting seventh will be Brady Meeks. Batting eighth will be Kyle England in left field, and then batting ninth will be Aiden McGregor. So for the Tehama Bulls, getting some experience against this college-loaded Reading Colt 45's team, and let's see how this team from the South can do, and some Shasta County guys as well in the mix. So here is Riley C. as he approaches, wearing the high socks, the Tehama Bulls wearing Red Bluff High School colors, wearing gray with green socks, green stirrups, and gray pants. The Colt 45 is wearing their traditional yellow jerseys, white pants, and black socks. Here's Rojas. He'll wind and fire. We are underway. First pitch is a fastball that's taken high to the 18-year-old, and the count is 1-0. So one ball and no strikes the count. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. So a change up there. And so for Riley C, trying to give the home fans a quality at bat. 1-1 is taken away for ball two. So let's see how Norton is able to shift his body left to right as well. He is 6'3", but he is determined to play every position. 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away behind home plate. Wind blowing in, and we have a full ballpark here tonight. So hopefully folks have their car insurance, because somebody's probably going to get a dent or two in their car. So two balls and two strikes to count. Here's Rojas looking in on a very windy Friday night. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Drop third, gathered by Norton, throws across the diamond to first to Nate Scott, and there's one away. So, one out, and that will bring up Tucker Sides. So, Tucker Sides, is that wind blowing hard from right to left? The pitch to Sides is swung on and missed for strike one, and the count is 0-1. Rojas looking in at Sides, and again for Rojas, born and raised in San Francisco, 0-1 pitch is missed low for ball one. So one ball and one strike to count as you hear that wind whistling through the speaker. 1-1 pitch is grounded up along the third base line, and that is a fair ball, or is it? It's actually ruled foul by home plate umpire Harvey Maxey. So one ball and two strikes, and it might have gotten a piece of Sides at the plate, but no ruling was called until Maxey made it official. One ball and two strikes. Here's Rojas looking in to Norton. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So let's see how this Tehama Bulls team can do. Again, very young, filled with guys who are either just graduated from high school or heading into their senior years, part of the American Legion Post organization. Two balls and two strikes. And for Rojas, grew up going to many San Francisco Giants games, said the vibe here is different. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and lined into left field for a base hit. So Tucker Sides is aboard. And so for this Tehama Bulls team, they're not just going to simply wallow over. They're going to come in and trying to battle, and now here is catcher Landon Brannon. So Brannon, a very skinny 6 foot 1.5 left-hander. Knob close to the chest. He takes a pitch that's a little away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. Ethan Williams over at second base. He's usually the catcher, but playing second base this inning. 1-0 pitch is taken away for ball two. Crowd just entering in here. Glad you could join us here on this Friday afternoon. Here's the 2-1 pitch taken just away for ball three. So for Rojas, after giving up a single, now having some trouble with Brannon. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball taken down the middle for strike one. So Tehama County, Shasta County colliding Friday night. And, of course, this historic ballpark, Tiger Field, is going to be full. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Three balls in. two strikes to count. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. The throw to first gets into right field and over to second goes sides. So Brennan strikes out, but on the back pick attempt there by Norton, throws it into right field. And so with two outs, that will bring up Manny Sleaser. So the West Valley Eagle, who batted in the 320 range, a very solid team, part of the Northern Athletic League. And on the first pitch he takes, it hits him on the elbow. And so, for Rojas, running into some trouble against these young pups from the Bulls, and this team is going to try to battle and maybe pull off a stunner here, just given the experience the Colt 45s have. Here is now Brett Johnson. So the shortstop with runners at first and second. And for the Bulls, they came here looking for business, taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's Rojas looking in. Heel set. 1-0 pitch swung on, rolled up along the third baseline, and foul. And so for Rojas, who grew up in the city, really didn't get to see much of the countryside growing up just because he was always taking the bus. Told me he didn't get his driver's license until he was 19 years old because of how much he relied on mass transit. 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. So for Kyle Norton, remembering what it was like to catch in Little League, we'll see how he does with Rojas feeding him. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed up in the zone by Johnson. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and Rojas trying to pitch a clean first after a walk, after a hit by pitch and a single. 2-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. So glad you could join us here from KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the home of Reading Summer Baseball. This week will be the last homestand of the year. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow right field. Looks like trouble coming in, diving and making the catch is Giacomo Crosetti. What a play by Giacomo Crosetti. Man, that was hit almost into no man's land. Just a slight shot by Johnson that he was able to poke right down the right field line, and then having to come in on a hurry and then making a fantastic play was Giacomo Crosetti. No runs, one hit, two men left, and let's see what the Colt 45s can do against the Tehama Bulls. They will come to bat as we go to the bottom of the first. No score here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's sponsor for Reading Colt 45's baseball is the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. We'll be right back here on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and 8th Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Here we go to the bottom of the first inning we go. And Areed Camacho to lead things off. He'll be followed by Royce Knock and then Ethan Williams. After what was an interesting first inning with Kyle Norton, the left-handed thrower, playing catcher. Here's Camacho. He'll take high for ball two as he faces Ryan Waldoff. So two balls and no strikes the count. Waldoff, the left-hander. The 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. So two balls and one strike and four. For Camacho, coming by way of Riverside from Antelope Valley College. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Two and two the count. Looking in is Waldoff. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball. Swung on, and that ball is grounded to third. Up with it is Tucker Sides. He'll throw across the diamond to get Camacho, and there's one away. And so Camacho grounds out, and now here is Royce Knock. So Royce Knock, the only high school player besides Wyatt Doty, part of this Reading Colt 45 team straight out of high school. And he has been brilliant this summer, batting .419 with 12 runs batted in, a double and a home run. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That ball is popped up into left field. Going back and calling off his left fielder, making the catch is Brett Johnson, and there's two away. And so now with two outs, here is Kyle Norton. And Kyle Norton, he is showing almost like somebody just dumped him in Gatorade. His back is completely sweaty, and that was very likely from catching. He'll move over to first base after this, plans to play all the positions. Here's a curveball dropped in there, Uncle Charlie, for a strike from Waldoff, and the count is 0-1. Waldoff looking in. He'll wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch is waved at him. Missed for strike two. And so for this Tehama Bulls team, this is not the Reading Browns who came in and just got hammered. These boys came in to play, and they expect to win. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and a grounder to second, but it's bobbled through the legs and into right field it goes. So as soon as I said that, Kyle Norton reaches base on an error at second base. Happens to the best of them. So Riley C., maybe a little bit of nerves in front of the hometown crowd, but with a man at first, that will bring up Ethan Williams. Here's Waldoff. Looking and delivers to Williams, takes an inside fastball for strike one. So Waldoff so far throwing his fastball probably mid to high 70s, but showing that he has some movement. Here's the 0-1 pitch. There goes Werner. Pitch is swung on, lifted into center field, and that'll drop for base hit. Into third, sliding safely is Norton, and then he will score after the ball gets by the third baseman and rolls into the Tiger Field dugout for the Colt 45s. So for Kyle Norton, who got tripped up, and it looked like there probably should have been interference called, but in either case, Ethan Williams ropes a single up the middle, scores in Norton, and then gets to third on the air. So a hit and then back-to-back errors for the Bulls. And now here is Nate Scott. So for Waldoff with two outs, now trailing 1-0, taking low for ball one is that's Nate Scott. So 1-0 to Nate Scott. So for Scott, who had his appendix removed when he was in the first grade, recalls that experience very fondly. 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. Originally born and raised in Temecula. 2-0. Here is Waldoff. He winds and delivers. The 2-0 pitch is swung on, waved at, and missed for strike one. So two balls and one strike. The last of a homestand that lasted four games for the Colt 45s. Two-one pitch is swung on, chopped behind home plate, and foul. So two balls and two strikes. And it looks like it's going to be Wyatt Larrañaga on deck. So looks like Larrañaga is going to play catcher next inning based on the way he's wearing the pads. The 2-2 pitch swung on, that ball is roped into left field for a base hit. Jogging in to score is Williams. Scott on his way for second with a stand-up double, and it's now 2-0 Colt 45. So the Colt 45s putting some collective at-bats together with two outs. Back-to-back base hits for Williams and now Scott, and now here is Wyatt Larrañaga. Waldoff looking in. He'll wind and deliver to Larrañaga. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. Glad you could join us here on this breezy Friday afternoon. The wind blowing in from right field and out into left. 0-1 pitch is taken inside. So for Larrañaga, who is from Alturas and says that he wants to be a farmer when he grows up, was also a college basketball player at Lassen College. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and that's going to go into the stands. And playing it off one hop is a guy with a man bun and a big red beard. So didn't catch it immediately, but still gets his applause for for playing it on the rebound. 1-2. At second, it is Nate Scott. It's 2-0. Colt 45 is here in the bottom of the first. 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. So working that curveball is Waldoff. Pretty awesome looking mustache for being in high school, wearing it old school, almost like he's in the 1840s. 1-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is lifted into right field. coming under it and making the catch. In right is Aiden McGregor, and that ends the inning, but not before the Colt 45s add two runs on an RBI single by Ethan Williams and an RBI double from Nate Scott. Two runs on two hits, a man left, and at the end of an inning, the Colt 45s lead. Lead the Tehama County Bulls 2-0 here on KCNR, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by the Dry Creek Station. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. Don't miss happy hour at the Dry Creek Station from 3 to 5. They offer a wide variety of items on their menu. Steaks, prime rib, hamburgers, chicken and salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring...
Here's the pitch driven into left field by Brady Meeks on the dead run, and making the catch on the first pitch is Wyatt Reginato. One away, first pitch swinging for Brady Meeks, and Brady Meeks gave it a drive, but there are some sharp outfielders there for the Colt 45s, and so there's one away. So with one out, that will bring up Kyle England. So 0-1 the count to Kyle England, or here's Rojas. He'll wind and deliver. The 0-1 pitch is away for ball one. So one ball and one strike the count. Rojas. Looking in, he'll deliver. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So it's now 0-2 the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called, and down goes England. So England strikes out, and now that will bring up Aiden McGregor. Here's Rojas. He'll wind and deliver. Fastball is taken on the inside corner for ball one. So for Rojas, throwing in the mid-80s and talking about what he likes to get at the San Francisco ballpark, Oracle Field, also known as Pac Bell, also known as AT&T, also known as the many names, the three names that I've known it by. Two balls and no strikes, and for Gabe Rojas, who remembers the Giants winning three World Series under the Bruce Bochy era and saying how he wasn't allowed as the 2-0 pitch is missed way inside for ball three. Aiden McGregor having to get out of the way. And so McGregor, with a little bit of pine tar on the bat, here's Rojas. He'll set. The 3-0 pitch is down the middle for a strike, so young man has to take it back. Three and one the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken just low for ball four. So this the Hama Bulls team coming out very spicy today. And now here's Riley C. So C, who shook out in the first inning from UPrep, was also a pretty solid football player back in his time as well. Played some running back and some safety. Pitch is taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Rojas, one of the phantom things that would probably break my heart as a kid. When he was in middle school, when the Giants won their first World Series, he was told that he had to go to school while everybody else at his school ended up going to the parade. Even teachers clocked out, but his parents, who knew one of the counselors, said, "No, young man, you have to go to school." He'd get two more World Series to attend, though, afterward, and just remembered how much fun he had in the Bay, supporting that team, models his game after Tim Lincecum. 2-1 pitch is taken away for ball three. And so, again, for this Tehama Bulls team, part of the American Legion, 18-19, Zierwald's going up against this squad of college kids, and the pitch is taken away for ball four. And so the bases are loaded. And now, here comes Tucker Sides. And so with two outs, Rojas fighting it a bit, trying to find that control. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, missing for ball one. So Rojas modeling his game after Tim Lincecum. And earlier this week it was hot dog day, and the inside fastball hit Sides. So Sides, with a run batted in, will score a run, and all of a sudden it's now 2-1. The Colt 45's lead, but Barrick Fasking going out to talk to Rojas. So So the discussion at the mound continues on what was supposed to be a fairly relatively easy night, as we have two masked people. I think they're part of a giveaway that's going to happen maybe in the later innings. Nothing like mixing a little bit of Halloween and baseball together. Only thing we missed this year was having a Star Wars theme night. Although, that's more of a Humboldt County thing that I noticed. And I think one of the indoor scenes was filmed in Humboldt County. Anyway, here is Landon Brannon, who takes a big swing and comes up empty for strike one. 0-1 the count. Rojas dials in. The 0-1 pitch is missed away. Wyatt Larinaga behind the dish. Here's the 1-1 pitch taken in the dirt for ball two. And so all Landon Brannon needs to do is drive something hard, and he could turn this game on its head. The 2-1 pitch is swung on, fouled away. Wow, that went through a hole up in the lights and somehow ended up in a nearby park. And you don't see that every day. That was a specifically accurate foul ball. The 2-2 pitch way inside for ball three. That ball was thrown behind Brannon. And so for Rojas. Trying to find his command. And for this Tehama Bulls team, wouldn't it be something if they kept this game close and really made it into a battle? 3-2 pitches inside and high for ball four. Rojas walks the bases loaded, and now the ball game is tied up at two. And so here is Manny Sleaser. So Sleaser from West Valley, the local boy, trying to do it against his former teammate in Wyatt Reginato, takes down the middle for strike one. Rojas looking in. He'll wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball high. And so for Sleaser, who has some pop, I've seen him hit home runs out of this ball yard before. Pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. So two balls and one strike, and for Rojas chasing his bachelor's degree in kinesiology. Study of the human body and its movements. 2-1 pitch is taken down and away for ball three. So again, for Rojas, or two and two. Rojas looks in. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball that's missed high. Now it's ball three. So another full count. And the Tehama Bulls trying to make some noise. It's 2-2. We're all tied up here in the top of the second. 3-2 pitch. Runner going on outside and low for ball four. And the Tehama Bulls have taken the lead on the Reading Colt 45s. 3-2. Oh, boy. For Rojas, who has done a pretty solid job of controlling his pitches, but right now he is just, for whatever reason, struggling with his command. And so now here is Brett Johnson. Rojas looking at the ball almost to say, hey, work with me. Here's a pitch. That's high and away for ball one. interesting times here. Now, Brett Johnson, if he gets a pitch in the zone, see what he'll be able to do with it. 1-0 pitch is outside, and that's ball two. And so now for Rojas, he is going to tie his shoelaces, and Ethan Williams, who went from second to third, now he's going to chat with his pitcher, and the boardroom meeting begins. So let's see what the pep talk can do from the teammates as we have some arms getting warm in the bullpen. Looks like we have Alex Alvarez warming up. So for Rojas, trying to find himself. The 2-0 pitch is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Wilar Naga looks at his man and says, that's more like it. 2-1. Rojas, the 2-1 pitch is way down to miss for strike two. 2-2, not sure what the magic recipe was, but his teammate sure had it. Now trying to finish off Johnson. 2-2 pitch, called strike three, a changeup. And Gabe Rojas, who went from not being able to find the strike zone to GPSing it where he wants it, strikes out Johnson. But for the Tehama County Bulls, they're able to get three runs back on a pair of bases loaded walks, one hit, and we're going to the bottom of the second. The Colt 45 is trailing the Tehama Bulls 3-2 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by the Dry Creek Station. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. Don't miss happy hour at the Dry Creek Station from 3 to 5. They offer a wide variety of items on their menu. Steaks, prime rib, hamburgers, chicken, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Here we go to the bottom of the third we go, and here's Giacomo Crescetti to bat after Derek Ray lined out. takes away for ball one. We want to know. Here is Waldorf. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball dropped on the outside corner for strike two. And so for Crescetti, who has a very interesting family member we'll talk about, hopefully. Here's Waldorf. He winds in, delivers the 0-2 pitch, is swung on and foul back. So Giacomo Crescetti, he is the great, great grandnephew of former Yankees ball player Frank Crescetti. So Frank Crescetti, who was part of 17 World Series teams, both as a player and a coach, played with Babe Ruth, later coached Roger Maris, Lou Gehrig, the like. 1-2 pitch to Crescetti is swung on and fouled at the plate. So we have an interesting ball game here as the Tehama County Bulls lead the Reading Colt 45s 3-2. For Waldorf, looking in. Left-hander gets a sign, and he is very methodical with his movements. The 1-2 pitch is a curveball that stays up. So trying to utilize that curveball to get some late drop and break. Waiting on deck is Wyatt Reginato. Here's Waldorf. The 2-2 pitch is swung on. That ball's hit hard into left field for a base hit right on a dot. England over to get it. And with one away, here is Wyatt Reginato. So Reginato with one out. The pitch to Reginato, and he takes the ice cream off the bag. That is a curveball very softly thrown, and Reginato says, thank you very much. And so, with runners at first and second, now here is Arif Camacho. So Camacho lined. Grounded out to short in his first at bat. Waldorf winds and delivers. Arif Camacho going to bunt it. He will lay it down. The throw to first, not nearly in time. And so everybody's safe and the bases are loaded. For Royce Knock. And so for Arif Camacho, who yesterday set the single season record in stolen bases. He stole two bases last night against the Novato Knicks, bringing his total up from 27 to 29, and now has a chance tonight to make it 30 stolen bases. So for this summer, he already has 30 runs batted in, and then to add 30 stolen bases, man, talk about a hot summer here in Shasta County. And so here is Royce Knock with the bases loaded. The pitch, it's a curveball that drops on the outside corner for a strike, and Knock, who usually isn't very emotional, kind of took a gawky stare back at the home plate umpire. The 0-1 pitch is bouncing the dirt, so for Waldorf, throwing a Kool-Aid fastball at 75 miles an hour, but it's that curveball that He's trying to keep players off balance. The 1-1 is a fastball. Swung on, rolled up along the third baseline and foul. And Ethan Williams trying to make play in the dugout, but booted it. So that'll go as error on the dugout. 1-2. Knock has 1 home run this year. Doing it in front of his hometown crowd, originally born in Fall River and then attended Foothill High School his senior year. Just 18 years old, was a first team member in, was a CIF All Northern Section first team member in football and baseball. Made one of the top plays of the year as well, making a one-handed 25-yard reception against Shasta. 2-2 pitch swung, and that ball is hit hard into left field for a base hit. In to score is Crescetti. In to score is Reginato. Just Crescetti comes in to score. So we're now tied up at 3 with 1 out. Base is still loaded. And so now here is Kyle Norton. Her reach on an error at second base. Now playing first base. Swings and misses for strike one. Tied up with 3 here in the bottom of the second. 1 out. Waldoff. He'll set, wind, and deliver. The pitch is swung on, and that ball is lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. This time, Reginato comes home to score. Camacho follows him. Over to second goes Norton, and then the ball runs into center field, and now Knock will come home to score. A 3-run single with an error added to the chaos, and it's now 6-3, Reading Colt 45s, opening up with 4 runs here with 1 out in the bottom of the second. And so for the Reading Colt 45s reestablishing some level of order after trailing briefly 3-2 after the top of the second. And now here is Ethan Williams. Waldoff looks in, winds, and fires the pitch to Williams. Breaking ball missing down for ball 1 at the knees. Waldoff will wind and deliver. 1-0 pitch is taken low for ball 2. And once again, for all the families joining us both around the country and on the radio, you can listen live on 1460 AM, 96.5 FM as the 2-0 pitch is lined into right center. That'll drop for a base hit. In to score is Norton. Sliding to the second with a double is Ethan Williams. And the Colt 45s have officially broken this game open, now leading 7-3. And so now here is Nate Scott. So Nate Scott from Temecula. Home of some good wineries. The 1-0 first pitch to him is taken high for ball 1, and stealing third is Williams. And so for the Colts 45s, just a little bit older, wiser, stronger, and a little faster against this high school team. And now for the Tehama Bulls, they're going to now talk it over. So hasn't been easy for Waldoff. And so as the meeting occurs, and I think Waldorf's night is done. So his night is done, and so we'll take a break. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by the Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their famous weekend specials. Don't miss happy hour at Dry Creek Station from 3 to 5. They offer a wide variety of items on their menu. Steaks, prime rib, hamburgers, chicken, and salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group, your primary care is our primary concern.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here we go, to the top of the, to the bottom of the third we go, and here's the pitch. Swung on a miss, strike one to Nate Scott. 0-1 pitch, swung on, that ball is lifted into center field. It'll be Brady Meeks, and there's out number two. So now,
third baseman, number one, Wyatt Arenado.
So the new pitcher is Jordan Kirk. So Jordan Kirk from Red Bluff High School, playing for his local squad. So here's Kirk. He'll wind and deliver. The pitch to Larnaga swung on. That ball is grounded hard down the third baseline. Foul. 0-1 the count.
Foul ball brought to you by State Grant.
Here's Kirk. He'll wind and deliver. Curveball swung on. That ball is lifted into left field. Going back a few steps and making the catch is Kyle England, and that ends the inning. But the Colt 45s put up 5 runs in the bottom of the second. 5 runs on 4 hits, a man left, and at the end of 2 innings, the Colt 45s lead the Tehama Bulls 7-3. Can you hear me?
Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a low local mortgage company, and why Megastar Financial?
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
To the top of the fourth, to the top of the third inning we go, and so we will get Alex Alvarez to pitch now. And now we're going to have ourselves a new catcher, and that catcher, oh no, that's still Wyatt Larrañaga. So Larrañaga will pitch, and so here's Alex Alvarez now. And for Kyle Norton, he said that he was going to play every position today, and now Kyle Norton is playing short, so we got a left-handed shortstop there. So this should be interesting to see how he fields the ball. I mean, the Colt 40 Vavs have a four-run lead. I dare him to play that position for more than one inning. So, yeah, so we got a left-handed thrower playing shortstop. So just to keep track of things, at third base is Ethan Williams. At shortstop, it's Kyle Norton. At second base, oh, the heck with it. Ah. What a fun day for baseball, indeed. Here's Alvarez, winds in, delivers. Pitch is taken a little high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. 1-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner. Four strike to the left-hander. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Sir Jack Ginsby up to bat. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Ginsby. Fastball swung on and fouled away. Oh, it looks like, nope. That ball rolled backwards all the way onto the baseball, onto the basketball courts. Here's the 1-2 pitch, slider away. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung, and that ball is lifted into left field. Coming over is Larrañaga, and he won't have a play. That's a foul ball. Two balls and... Here's Alvarez, the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is hit hard up the middle, smothered. They're going to try to toss to short, and then, no, not in time. So Jack Ginsby, safe at first, and so it's Arif Camacho now playing second base. So Camacho sliding up the middle, scooped it to Norton, and then Norton didn't have a throw. And so here's Brady Meeks. So Meek's the tall man. 6'1". Alvarez, he'll wind and deliver. Fastball is taken away and high for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled back. Ball flying out of the yard today on this very full crowd here at historic Tiger Field. This field built in 1923. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That ball is lined hard into left field. Back it goes to the wall. She is gone. Brady Meeks on a 1-1 pitch gives it a ride, and it clears the left center wall, and all of a sudden, that's a ham of bulls are fighting, battling back, and now they trim this deficit to 2. Brady Meeks with a 2-run blast. And this just seems like one of these nights that where all the fun plans, all the fun that the Colt 45s are having to play, playing different guys at different positions. And it hit my car. Foul ball hits the back of my car, which lost the back bumper because I hit a dumpster truck 2.5 months ago. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. I'm not even joking. That really happened. No balls and 2 strikes the count. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and that ball is hit hard up the middle for a base hit. And so Kyle England with the 3rd base hit in a row for the Tehama Bulls. And now here's Aiden McGregor. 3 hits. It was led off by a single from Jack Ginsby. And then a 2-run home run by Brady Meeks. And then Kyle England with a single. And so for Alex Alvarez, getting peppered here a bit.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on...
Looking bunt. Call is a strike. Throw to first hand. Back on the bag goes England. So Aiden McGregor reaching out trying to barrel up a bunt, but comes up empty. 0-2 the count. Alvarez looking in. He'll deliver. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. So for Alvarez, who holds the notoriety being the best sand volleyball on this team, we're talking earlier, since it was National Hot Dog Day, some of the players commenting who their favorite, what their favorite food was. 0-2 pitch makes McGregor flinch, but home plate umpire says it was just inside. 1-2, the count. The Colt 45s leading the Tehama Bulls 7-5. Alvarez, the 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball that swung on and fouled back. And so it's a full packed crowd on here. Bit of a border rivalry between these two teams, the Reading Colt 45s and the Tehama Bulls. And if I'm not mistaken, they're based out of Los Molinos. 1-2 pitch, hard fastball taken high. and so patient at bat. And so if you're the Tehama Bulls, you're almost looking at this game as if, you know, this is a playoff game. You're going up against older players, guys that have college experience, positions that you want to be in someday if you're still in high school or just graduated and still looking for a place to sign. These Bulls are putting up a fight, trailing 7-5. Here's the 2-2 pitch, taken in the dirt for ball three. Full count. England not going. The 3-2 pitch is inside and high for ball four. And once again, these Tehama Bulls team putting together some resilient at-bats. England goes to second, and now the leadoff man, Riley C., comes to bat. So Riley C., trying to see what he can do. Listed at 5'7". Kind of like the high stirrups look, too. That's a real nice old-school look. Not the traditional socks, just the stirrups and then the white socks that sort of tuck under. It's just taken high for ball one. No outs. Top of the third inning. The Tehama Bulls threatening to strike. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted on the infield. Infield fly is called. Under it and making the catch is Nate Scott. Either way, there's one out. And so with one away, here is Tucker Sy. So Sides was hit by a pitch against Cortez. Now facing Alvarez. Sides swings and fouls the pitch away. And again, a full crowd here on this Friday night. And even as hot as it's been, once it gets past around 7:30, it really cools off and really becomes pleasant here in the Valley. Saturday and Sunday's games are canceled. 0-1 pitch missing away for ball one. Alvarez, he'll set, wind and deliver. 1-1 pitch skips away from Larrañaga, and over to third goes England, to second goes McGregor. And so for the Colt 45s, who are having some fun tonight, guys playing out of position, you have the left-handed shortstop, Kyle Norton, who plans on playing all nine positions tonight, including planning to close. 2-1 pitch fouled away. Before this Tehama Bulls team, tonight's not a joking manner, and trying to maybe get a win over their older counterparts. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Changeup swung on, rolled up along the third baseline, and foul. So we'll do it again. Two balls, strike. Glad you could join us here at historic Tiger Field, ballpark that was built in 1923. 2-2 pitch swung on and again fouled away. Reading used to be home to the St. Louis Browns Far West team that became the Baltimore Orioles. And how about those Orioles too, in fifth place, but went into the All-Star break at .500. 2-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is grounded to third. The ball is bobbled. The throw to first gets away. One run will score. Two runs will score. An error committed by Ethan Williams at third base, and now this ball game is tied up at seven. Man, if you want offense and you want some scoring, you picked the right game to listen to tonight. 14 runs posted, and we're not even to the bottom of the third inning. And now here is Landon Brannon. So Tucker Sides picking up two runs and then advancing to second on the poor throw. Pitch to Sides is grounded to first. That ball is bobbled. The shuffle throw. Not in time. Everybody's safe. Nate Scott trying to play that on the one hop to his right, and it just took a funky bounce. So back-to-back errors for the Colt 45s, runners at the corners, and now here is Manny Sleaser. And still with one out, the Tehama Bulls. He'd be looking to stun the Colt 45's. Fastball is taken away for ball one. And sometimes you go into life just thinking that things are just going to be tailor-made for you. But the Tehama Bulls, they're battling right now. The 1-0 pitch is taken away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Manny Sleaser. 2-0, there goes the runner. Pitch is taken high for ball three. There won't be a throw, and all runners are safe. So Tucker Sides at third base. Landon Brannon at second. Manny Sleaser up to bat. 3-0 pitch is underway, and that ball is inside for ball four. Boy, oh boy, things are man, this was just an unexpected bit of competition here for the Colt 45s. I mean, you'd figure that the Tehama Bulls would just come in and at least try to battle, but a couple of errors here in the top of the third. And now with one out, here is Brett Johnson. Here's the pitch to Johnson. Fastball swung on a miss. First strike one. 0-1 the count. Alvarez looking in. Heel set. The 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. No balls, two strikes. Johnson looking to put his team ahead. O-2 is swung on a miss for strike three. So down goes Johnson, and now the man that led off the inning, it's Jack Grimsby. So Grimsby with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. So for Alex Alvarez from Susanville. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken away. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on a miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow left field. Going back on it and making the catch is the left-handed shortstop, Kyle Norton, and that ends the inning, but not before the Tehama Bulls tie the game up. And we go to the bottom of the third. The score, the Colt 45s and the Tehama Bulls tied up at 7 here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. It's happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Out of the third inning we go, and it's a fun night here at historic Tiger Field. Homer, the mascot for the Colt 45s, leading the fans in YMCA. Lots of cheers, lots of fun, and we have a tied ball game. Score is 8-7 after checking with the... Anyway, here's the pitch. 2 Derek Ray, who takes inside and low for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and grounded to short. Up with it, the throw across the diamond beats him by a step. One away. And so Ray grounds out, and now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So Giacomo Crosetti, the great-great grandnephew of Frankie Crosetti, who is a third base coach. And again, not a bad lineage when you're talking about the fact that his great-great-granduncle won 17 World Series combined. I mean, talk about a life to live. Here's Crosetti. Lines went hard into left field for a base hit. So Crosetti is aboard, and now here is Wyatt Reginato. Here's the pitch to Reginato. Takes a fastball that's high for ball one. So one ball and no strikes facing his former teammate tonight in Manny Sleaser. 1-0 pitch, a curveball right at the knees for strike one. Throw over to first in, back on the bag goes Crisetti. So for Reginato, who's been showing his teammates the sights, taking them into the mountains, also doing plenty of jet skiing on Whiskey Town Lake. 1-1 pitch is delivered away for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count. Crisetti at first. 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on. And there's a high fly ball into right field near the warning track, coming under it and making the catch. And right is Aiden McGregor, and there's two away. So two outs, and that will bring up Arive Camacho. Here's the pitch to Camacho, breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. So for Camacho, born and raised in Riverside, a Western State Conference first team member. 0-1 pitch, Camacho looking to bunt, and he bunts it foul. So now he'll have to get on base the old-fashioned way here in the bottom of the eighth. The Tehama Bulls leading 8-7. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on a miss for strike three. The throw to first, not in time, and that was the third out anyway. So for the Colt 45s, Giacomo Crisetti gets the one-out single, but Arive Camacho goes down swinging. And at the end of three innings, it's the Tehama Bulls leading the Reading Colt 45s here, 8-7 on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by the Dry Creek Station. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their famous weekend specials. Don't miss happy hour at the Dry Creek Station from 3 to 5. They offer a wide variety of items on their menu. Steaks, prime rib, hamburgers, chicken, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Top of the fourth inning we go. Isaac Horstman to now pitch. Isaac Horstman has a big scruffy beard, and he is also from So for Isaac Horstman, who is from Oklahoma City University and born in Albuquerque, probably watched plenty of AAA baseball where the Albuquerque Isotopes are hosted, and A big shout out to Aunt MB, who is listening from Pittsburgh. And so for Horseman, coming in and looking to settle this game down after the Colt 45s allowed 8 runs in the first 3 innings. Horseman, a big man, listed at 6'3". He wears a size 17 shoe. Delivers a pitch, fastball that misses high for ball one. So one ball and no strikes to Brady Meeks. Hits to Meeks is swung on, lifted up along the first base line, foul and out of play, and the whole crowd just reacted to the foul ball that might have gone through somebody's window. Here's the 1-1 pitch, slider away for ball two. So in addition to being a baseball player, Horseman is also an avid disc golfer, and disc golfing is huge. In fact, I remember doing a story and finding out how during the coronavirus pandemic and how disc golfing really grew in popularity because it was one of those sports where you could just distance, get outside, get some walks in, and now they're all... You can find a disc golf course all over the North State. The 3-1 pitch is missed outside for ball four. And now here's Kyle England. So Meeks, who hit a home run the last inning, reaches base for the third time today. Singled, homered, and walked. And now here's England. Horseman, he'll set, wind and deliver. The pitch is a fastball swung on, and that one fouled right off the mask of Harvey Maxey. So he'll get a nice standing 10, and the umpires are going to go and make sure that Maxey is okay. So turning that neck a bit. And again, that's why you wear those masks. And even then, when you still get hit with that foul ball, it still stings. And also wearing a protective helmet. And Wyatt Larinaga chatting with him, saying he's all good. Owen won the count. Horseman looking in. He'll wind and fire. Pitch is on the inside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. Over first is Brady Meeks. The 0-2 pitch. There goes Meeks. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. O2 hits throw to first, and back on the bag goes England, and then he takes off for second after the ball gets past Nate Scott. So meanwhile, we have timeout for the moment. Now, Horseman looking into Larinaga. The Colt 45s trailed the Tehama Bulls 8-7. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed for strike three and down. Okay. Down goes Kyle England. And that will bring up Aiden McGregor. So Brody Meeks. Here's the pitch to Meeks. That ball is bunted behind home plate, foul. So a little bit of bunt and run action. Owen won the count, and for some reason I feel like the Colt 40 Vez are just throwing fastballs. You never haven't seen really any breaking stuff from Horseman. Horseman heel set. Let's see if I can pick up on something. Throw over to second. Back on the bag is Meeks. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Runner going. Pitch is swung on. That ball is lined into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Stumbling at third and then coming home to score is Brady Meeks on a double by Aiden McGregor, and it's now 9-7. That's a Hema Bull. So, honestly, I think that maybe not to put a pop on things, but it just looks like the Colt 40 Vez are throwing fastballs to these guys. Let's see again. Here's Horseman. He'll wind and deliver. Fastball taken high for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count to Riley C. So for Riley C, part of a program that won the Division 4 CIF Northern Section Championship football, fouls the pitch away. So I think that's what we're getting right now. I'm just noticing the fact that, you know, I mean, this is an elite group of college guys. They've beaten the Novato Knicks. But I think part of what we're seeing here tonight is just the Colt 40 Vez maybe being instructed to just throw fastballs. Maybe make it a slightly more even game. I haven't really seen much breaking balls being thrown. Okay, never mind. Take that back. Here's 1-1 pitch swung on, and it's a slider for strike two. So, yeah, that's really it. The Hema Bulls are just really coming out here and battling against this Colt 45's team. Hitting the ball well. They've made some errors, but so have the Colt 45's. 1-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is grounded to short. Up with it is Ethan Williams. Throws past his first baseman. CAC crashes into the first baseman. And he is down and he is slow to get up. In to score is Aiden McGregor. It's now 10-7. And for Riley C, who crashed into Kyle Norton, but he is okay. Little shaken up, just more. So he ran into Nate Scott, and for Scott, fist bumping with C. And so now here is Tucker Sides. It's now 10-7. To Hema Bulls. Here's Horseman. Runner faking, and that ball is going to be grounded to second to Williams. Williams fires the first in time. Gets him by a step. And so with two away, now here's Tucker Sides. Tucker Here's the pitch to Sides, who takes inside for ball one. So here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball on the inside corner for a strike. So the man out of Albuquerque, and for Horseman, part of a very beautiful part of this country when it comes to some of the festivals that they have in New Mexico. You have the Balloon Festival, where over 300 hot air balloons gather together and they lift off. Horseman looking in, Ant MB listening. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a fastball that's missed down and in for ball three. The throw to third, not in time. Three balls and one strike. Two outs, 10-7. The Tehama Bulls lead the Reading Colt 45s here in the top of the fourth. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. There's strike two. Full count in Horseman. The 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Landon Brannon, but not before the Tehama Bulls add two more runs. And we're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s trail the Tehama Bulls 10-4.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Locally owned and operated.
And here is Kyle Norton. After a single, by Royce Knock. Norton's going to bunt one up along the third baseline, and it is a beauty, and everybody's safe. Now here's Ethan Williams. Here's the pitch to Williams. Breaking ball in there for a strike. So we have Knock at second. Kyle Norton at first. No one pitch. Swung on. That ball is grounded. The turn to second for one is in time, and there's one away. Here's the pitch to Scott. Come on, that ball is lifted into the left center. Back it goes, and that's going to get all the way to the warning track dirt. In to score is Knock to third. Here's the pitch to Larnaga. Swung on. That ball is grounded down the third baseline and foul. Called strike three, and down goes Larinaga. So the Colt 45's at a run, and he didn't like the call. If we're going to the bottom, to the top of the fifth inning, halfway through this one, the Colt 45's. The Colt 45's lead. Or trail. The Tehama Bulls 10-8.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Top of the fifth inning we go, and here is Isaac Horseman still pitching. It's been a slugfest as the Colt 45s trail the Tehama Bulls 10-8. And so for Horseman, and we're having some discussions going on between the umpires right now as Horseman gets ready to pitch. So here is Horseman continuing to get lined up, and
leading off the top of the fifth inning, designated hitter number 11, Matty Chester.
Here's the pitch to Manny Caesar. The right-hander swings and fouls the pitch away. 0-1 the count. Horseman winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Fastball taken high for ball one. One ball and one strike the count. One-one pitch, curveball on the outside corner for strike two. So for Horseman now, showing off a little bit of his game right here. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball chased, called strike three, and down goes Sleaser. Sleaser didn't like it, but that's the way it goes. So again, for this Tehama Bulls team, though, coming out in front of this full crowd of historic Tiger Field tonight and putting on a show. One and one the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung him. That ball is lifted into left center. Going back here into left field and making the catch in left. That was Kyle Norton. So Kyle Norton, who plans on playing every position, is now in left field and nearly collided with Royce Knock, was able to make the catch, and there's two away. Here's the pitch, taken a little high from ball one. So, one ball and no strikes the count to Brady Meeks. One-oh pitch, fastball swung on, flared behind home plate, and that'll go out of play. So, one ball and one strike, 10-8 here in the top of the fifth inning. Throw over to first and back on the bag. Here's Horseman. Heel set. Wind and delivered. There goes the runner. Pitches in there for a strike. The throw to second is not in time. So one ball and two strikes the count. The Tehama Bulls continuing to put up a fight here, leading 10-8, and Horseman just getting a very determined effort from this young team. Two and two. Here's the pitch in. We're going to get time. One and two. Horseman sets. Looks in at Meeks. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled away, and the catcher just had to yee-haw out of the way to avoid the ball. Landon Brandon and get a little something extra for Christmas down there along the first baseline. So one ball and two strikes the count on this sold-out crowd here at Tiger Field. I don't see a seat that isn't being sat in. The 1-2 pitch, fastball just away. So two balls and two strikes, the border rivalry between these two teams, and right now the Tehama Bulls getting the better of the Colt 45s, leading 10-8. Here's the 2-2 delivery, changeup, swing in for strike three, and down goes Brady Meeks. So the Colt 45s shut down. That's the Tehama Bulls. No runs, no hits, a man left at second, and we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Colt 45s trail the Tehama Bulls 10-8 here on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go, and the Colt 45s trailing 10-8 here on KCNR. Glad you could join us wherever you're at, as we've been dealing with some early technical difficulties with the sound, but we've got things situated here. And now to the bottom of the fifth we go. So, looks like it'll be Derek Ray to come to bat, followed by Giacomo Crosetti and Wyatt Reginato. So Derek Ray to lead things off, followed by Crosetti, and then Reginato. Jordan Kirk from Red Bluff High School. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a high drive into center field. Back it goes to the wall, and it is off the 406 sign. Tying from second into third. It's a standing triple for Derek Ray, and the Reading Colt 45s are in business to start the fifth. So the Colt 45s getting a big rise from Derek Ray, who hits one to the deepest part of the yard. Anyplace else, he hits that ball, and that thing is out of here for sure. But he'll settle for the triple. So here is Crosetti. And now we're going to have a pitching change by the looks of things. Or not a pitching change, a fielding change, or no change at all. Just so we're going to have a new shortstop by the looks of things, as the barbecue haze fills the field. So time out for the moment as the Tehama Bulls So here we go to the bottom of the fifth inning with Giacomo Crosetti. And on the first pitch, it hits him right in the back. So Jordan Kirk hits Crosetti in the back. And so now with runners at the corners, that will bring up Reginato. It has been a slugfest here. 18 runs being scored between the two teams, as we've reached the halfway mark. Here's Reginato, swings and he hits one into right field past the diving second baseman. In to score is Derek Ray. To third goes Crosetti. And so You can actually tell by the way that the wind blows based on the way that the barbecue smoke just rises up and then blows out. Usually it's blown the opposite direction, but tonight it's just carried. I guess you could say, what direction is, I'm trying to think. I think that wind direction is north, and I really need a compass here. Probably should use my iPhone to get a compass, but anyway, we'll just call it north. The barbecue haze blowing into the field, creating a smoky haze in the outfield. And those aren't fire clouds. Those are just barbecue clouds. Clouds that smell like bacon and cheese. And so now here is Arive Camacho. The pitch to Camacho. Camacho's going to lay down a bunt. It's a squeeze. The throw to first. Not in time. Camacho squeezes home Crisetti. And now, just like that, the Colt 45s have tied this game up at 10. So tied up at 10, and now here is Royce Knock with runners at first and second. Reginato at second. At first, as Camacho takes away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here is Kirk. He'll wind and deliver. Knock. Bounces one to short. The turn to second for one. The throw to first. Not in time. So one out recorded. A fielder's choice. Camacho called out. Moving over to third is Reginato. And so still with one out. And now here is Kyle Norton. So Norton, who is playing left field. Throw over to first and back on the bag goes Knock. So Knock, who came into the game hitting 417 for Camacho, who is called out at second. One stolen base away from being part of the 30 runs batted in. 30 stolen bases club. He'll be the first player to ever do that since he broke the franchise record for stolen bases in a season. 1-0 the count to Norton. Here is Kirk. He'll set. Wines delivers. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lifted up along the third base line and foul and out of play. And the little kids go after it. We got three kids. The one boy in the lime green shirt coming in behind the boy in blue. Two boys in blue. They must be Dodger fans. Just kidding, guys. This isn't Dodger country. Don't 1-1. The pitch to Norton swung on and fouled back. Just to clarify, it was just two kids wearing dark blue shirts. Probably those summer blue shirts that are waterproof after you just got done in the lake and you come back and still want to look clean and feel clean. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, and somehow the catcher lost the ball, deflected off his glove, thought it rolled to the netting, and instead it was there just at home plate waiting for him. So scampering to second is the man out of Fall River, Royce Knock. Two balls and two strikes for Kyle Norton. Norton by way of Sonora, California, in Tuolumne County. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball taken away and high. So three balls and two strikes. Packed crowd here at historic Tiger Field. The Tehama Bulls and the Reading Colt 45s are tied up at 10 here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-2 pitch is a fastball taken away for ball four, and the bases are loaded as Caleb, the bat boy, coming in, hustling and getting the pad in the bat. And so now here's Ethan Williams with the bases loaded. He takes a curveball on the outside corner for strike one. So for Ethan Williams from Susanville. Played basketball, played football, did rodeo. 0-1 pitches, swung on that ball, sliced hard down the third baseline and foul. No balls and two strikes. A clear night besides the barbecue smoke. And after the hot dogs and hamburgers were being cooked on high, looks like they've reduce the settings there a bit, so not as hazy. 0-2 pitch, swung on that ball, it's hit hard, past the diving first baseman into right field, for a base hit. In comes Reginato, in comes Knock, holding it third is Kyle Norton on a two-run, one-out single by Ethan Williams, and the Colt 45s now lead 12-10. So here is Nate Scott. Throw it to first and back on the bag goes Williams. So for Williams, playing to his own tune. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. So 0-1 the count to Nate Scott, or as Barrett Fasking's father Derek calls him, Great Scott. 0-1 pitch is missed away for ball one. I think that's a, is that a Great Gatsby reference? I don't know. I'm not, got to catch up on my literature. Great Scott, though. Nate Scott. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes the count. Runners at the corners. Colt 45's lead 12-10. Here in the bottom of the fifth, the 1-2 pitch, fastball. Couldn't sell that on eBay. He tried to on the outside corner. 2-2. And a throw to first. Back on the bag is Williams. So Williams, who's getting the rare night off from catching, we might see him catch, though, later on. That's been Wyatt Larinaga's job today. And we have a masked person in. I love it. They're Naruto running, doing the ninja run with the hands behind. That's so funny. Anyway, Nate Scott with a 2-2 count. We got two mascots helping out. 2-2 pitch, swung on, hard ground ball down the third baseline. That is a foul ball. So Nate Scott thought that he found the chalk, but it was the home plate umpire's call, and he pointed foul. So two balls, two strikes. Homer, the mascot, getting some help from some assistants, and they appear to be ninja running masked people, we'll call them, wearing brown shirts, but helping Homer out, entertaining the crowd. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Kurt. Fastball away for ball three. So three balls and two strikes, and Barrick Fasking's young, cute son, Eric, over there at the front row saying hi to the fans. 3-2 pitch swung on. That ball is squirted 10 feet. The throw to first, dropped by the first baseman. In to score is Norton, holding at third. Is Ethan Williams, and now the Colt 45s have broken out for scoring five runs here in the bottom of the fifth. And now here is Wyatt Larranaga. Hits the line, throw over to first, and back on the bag goes Scott. So 13-10 after the Colt 45s lost its first series. So the Novato Knicks lost game one 17-15. Won game two on a walk-off home run by Bryce Tweet on Wednesday night, and then lost yesterday 10-1. 1-0. Here's Kirk. He'll deliver. 1-0 pitch is swung on, and that ball is fouled back. And it's a good thing that those cars are being protected by trees. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. One and two, the count. Larranaga in the box. Here's Kirk. He'll set. He will wind and deliver. The 1-2 pitch swung on. There's a high fly ball down the left field line. That's going to slice foul and out of play. So one ball and two strikes the count as the sun has set over a black sky. One and two. Here's a 1-2 pitch, fastball away. So for the Colt 45s trying to lay it on to this Tehama Bulls team that came prepared, led 3-2 after two, and then led 10-8. Pitch is taken high. So a full count and no need for a dust off. And now we're going to get timeout and might have a new pitcher. So for Jordan Kirk, who has done a good job so far, but all of a sudden, five runs across for the Colt 45s, the just recently graduated right-hander from Red Bluff High School, having a discussion, so time out for the moment. So Kirk will continue to pitch against Larranaga. Runners at the corners. Kirk, he'll set. Wind and deliver. The 3-2 pitches in the dirt for ball four. And so the Colt 45s have the bases loaded. And now here is Derek Ray. So here is Kirk. Looking in. He'll wind in, deliver to Ray. Fastball hits him on the hands. And so all runners will move up 90 feet, a hit by pitch. As Ray drives in a run, and it's now 14-10, and now back to, that is Giacomo Crosetti, who is the man that led things off. So the Colt 45s have batted around, leading 14-10, and Giacomo Crosetti. The ancestor of Frankie Crosetti, born in San Francisco, and then so for Crosetti, who is nicknamed the Crow, pitch is taken low for ball two. And the Crow was, that's what they called Crosetti, was the Crow, ball taken in the dirt for ball two. So Giacomo, his great granduncle, and Frank Crosetti led the American League in stolen bases in 1938. 2-1 pitch, swung on that ball, is lifted high down the right field line. Slicing foul, giving chase, and unable to make the catch in foul territory was Jack Ginsby. That would have been an amazing play for Jack Ginsby, having to go over his shoulder, reach up, and not an easy play to make with the lights glaring as well down the right field line. So two balls and two strikes the count. Here's Kirk, the 2-2 pitch, swung on that ball, is lifted into left field, coming in, sliding in, he makes the catch. Nice play from Kyle England in left field, coming on the short liner. And then making a sliding catch, getting the ball in quickly, and so the bases are still loaded for Wyatt Reginato. So Reginato, the left-hander with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch, fastball, taken a little high for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch, in the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. So for the Colt 45, sending their 10th man to the plate, Reginato, who was once a future Farmers of America president, takes down and away for ball three. Raised pigs. Also did his fair share of rodeo. His younger brother, Wade, 3-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. So his brother, Wade, man, talk about the most North State way to hurt yourself. His brother, Wade, who is going to be in his senior year playing football, was doing saddle bronc. 3-1 pitches inside for ball four. All runners will move up with the bases loaded. It's now 15-10 Colt 45. So for Wade Reginato, younger brother of Wyatt, was doing saddle bronc riding, and he ended up falling off the horse. And not only did he fall off the horse, but the horse stepped on him, and he ended up apparently fracturing a bone in his back. And they thought that he was going to miss the rest of the football season. I mean, you're talking about getting stepped on by a wild, by a bucking animal. And for Jordan Kirk, his day is done. So the Colt 45s have opened things up, leading 15-10. But for Reginato's brother, who is expected to be out and not even play football, he has come back and is in full pads, and he's ready to go. So a family full of tough guys. And so we'll see who comes in and pitches. And looks like they'll give the ball to a left-hander. That left-hander is Easton Moore. So Easton Moore will come in to pitch. So Easton, who played for Red Bluff last year as well. So he'll come in to pitch and take a break here. You're listening to this game on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
To the bottom of the fifth we go, and Arif Camacho now up to bat. He is now the 11th batter of the inning as the Colt 45s have put up 7 runs in the bottom of the fifth. Easton Moore now coming in to pitch. Camacho swings and fouls the pitch away. And, wow, like the security guard made the catch. Holy cow. How do you like them apples? Man, a guy that's working security, and that ball went over home plate and made a straight catch. How about that? Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball's lifted into shallow right field. Coming in on the run. Did he catch it? No catch was made. 2 runs will score. A 2-run. Or no, he did make the catch. All right. So a nice play in right field by Aiden McGregor. A little bit of a delayed call by the Blues, but McGregor was able to make the catch and rob Arif Camacho of a base hit. However, the Colt 45s put up 7 big runs in the bottom of the fifth. And at the end of 5 innings, the Colt 45s lead the Tehama Bulls 15-10 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. How's your guys' night going?
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
To the top of the sixth we go, and now into pitch for the Colts 45s. It's going to be... It's going to be Caden Nichols. So Caden Nichols, who is from Stansberry Park, Utah, tells me that there are 15 lakes in his hometown that is located just a 30-minute drive from Salt Lake City, Utah. And so for Caden Nichols, who attends Shasta College, but from Utah, Four Corners, you got the Utah Jazz, and apparently some pretty good vanilla ice cream there. So here is Nichols, and he will step off. A ball came out of the home plate umpire's sack. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. So Harvey Maxey behind home plate as Caden Nichols getting ready to work. One and one. Here's the pitch to Kyle England, delivered away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count. Nichols looking in. He will wind and deliver. The 1-0 pitch swung on a high fastball. Swung on there for a strike. The kids running around, you could just hear them bouncing around the bleachers having fun. And the one that you're going to want to hang around for, ladies and gentlemen, is in the bottom of the eighth when the kids do the shoe race where they run from the left field wall. They try to find their shoes that are thrown out by the players, and then they have to race by Homer the mascot. 1-1-2 pitches taken for strike three called and down goes England. So England is rung up. And with one away, that will bring up Aiden McGregor. So Aiden McGregor made a nice diving catch in the last half inning that robbed Arif Camacho of a base hit. Pitch is taken low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. His 1-0 pitch bouncing the dirt for ball two. Here's Nichols. He'll wind and deliver. Fastball swung on and grounded to Camacho. Camacho will fire to first in time. Gets his man. And there's two away. Nate Scott over at first. And so with two outs, here is Riley C. So Riley C, who is also tonight's beer batter, where if he strikes out, the rest of the crowd in the stands, those of age, can buy beer for a dollar off. Pitch is taken away and high for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curveball in the inside corner for strike one. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball missing down and away. Here's the pitch to C. Swung on, lifted. Foul up along the first baseline. A little baby duck. That floats foul. Two and two. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball taken away for ball three. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on a miss for strike three. Down goes C, and so it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Reading Colt 45s. No runs, no hits. The Tehama Bulls go down quietly, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s lead the Tehama Bulls 15-10 here on KCNR.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company, and why Megastar Financial?
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Bottom of the sixth inning we go, and Royce Knock to lead things off. So besides being a CIF All-Northern Section football and baseball player, he is also a steer wrestler. So for Royce Knock, there really just isn't a sport that this guy just can't play. I mean, man, to be good at football, to be good at baseball, contact, high-end coordination, and then to be able to wrestle bulls, that is a North State man if I've ever seen one. The pitch is on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count to Knock. Easton Moore winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch, swung on and grounded to short. Throw to first is in time, and taking care of Knock is Brett Johnson, and there's one away. And so with one away, here is Kyle Norton, who has played catcher, played first, played shortstop, played center, left, and right. And I think the only positions that he's missing are third base, second base, and then he should come in and pitch in the ninth inning. Taken down and away for ball one, the Colt 45s leading 15-10 on a gorgeous evening here in Redding, California. Again, it's been hot these past few weeks. Temperatures reaching over 105 degrees, but as soon as that sun drops and you reach to about 7:30, you can open up your windows, turn on a fan, and think it cools down your house or apartment. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball three. So three balls and no strikes. The only home run that's been hit so far has been hit by Brady Meeks. Meanwhile, Norton draws a walk. And so as Norton draws the walk. That will bring up Ethan Williams. So Williams getting a chance to try second base, and his knees must be loving him tonight. He's been playing catcher throughout the season, so the fact that he gets to play a position where there's maybe less wear and tear, but Williams says he loves it. Born and raised in Susanville. Went to Lassen High School. Here's Williams. He'll hit one into short right field. And when I mean short right field, we're talking about the cutoff between the grass and the dirt, taking two steps back and making the can of corn catch is Riley C. And there's two away. And so now here's Nate Scott. So Scott, with his team leading 15-10, looking for some style points here is Easton Moore. He'll set, wind and deliver. There goes Norton, taken high for ball one. Norton steals second. And the kid's yelling, run. Force run. He literally sounds like, well, like the character. 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball taken a little high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Up. Uh-oh, I think the mascots took off their mask. I think I've identified them. They work from the snack bar. 2-0 pitch is taken away for ball three. So three balls, no strikes. Norton at second. Two out here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You can also listen on KCNR1460AM.com. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball taken on the outside corner for strike one. Three and one the count. Three-one pitch. There goes Scott. The ball is hit hard into the hole past the diving Johnson for a base hit. In to score is Norton. A two-out single by Ethan Williams. By Nate. By Nate Scott, and it's now 16-10, Colt 45s. And so now here is Wyatt Larinaga. The pitch to Larinaga is taken just a bit high. 1-0 the count. One oh pitch is a changeup delivered on the outside corner for strike one. One ball in, one strike. One pitch, fastball, swing of that ball is lifted into shallow center and that'll drop for a base hit. Into second goes Scott. And so now here is Derek Ray, 16-10, Colt 45s. Pitch is taken away for ball one. So for Derek Ray, the right-handed hitter, 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and he'll be a 10th. He just signed to Oklahoma Wesleyan yesterday. So congratulations to Tanner Gray as he'll be moving on after playing at Shasta College. One, it hits him on the left ankle. So for Easton Moore, hits him, and now with the bases loaded, here comes Giacomo Crosetti. So Giacomo Crosetti, who hasn't hit a home run, here's the pitch to Crosetti, taken high and away for ball one. 1-1 and no strikes the count. One oh pitch is taken low for ball two. Two oh pitch swung on. That ball is grounded to short. The throw to second by CAE makes the catch and catches second for the third out. Nice play there from Riley C. Able to get the force out, catching the feed from short to second. The Colt 45s add another run, and at the end of six innings, the Colt 45s lead the Tehama Bulls 16-10 here on KCNR, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Top of the seventh inning we go, and the Colt 45s leading 16-10. It's been a beautiful night here and a fun night for baseball. Man, they almost threw me a shirt. They're throwing out shirts here with the Colt 45s. Don't worry, I'll buy one eventually. The stub just hit, you know what I'm saying? So, top of the seventh we go. And here is Tucker Sides to lead things off. So the third baseman, as the frenzy of fans looking for T-shirts. Pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. And man, these new mascots are helping out. They're helping out Homer. They have been a hoot. One of the boys who just earned a shirt, and that thing is dripping all the way down to his knees. Look at that. Yep. Man, that is the life. He will grow into that Colt 45 for sure. So by the time he's 15, 16 years old, that's going to be what do they call it? Vintage. That's what the jeans people call it.
Vintage.
1-2 the count. 1-2 pitch to Tucker Sides is a curveball, swung on and grounded to third. Up with it is Reginato, throws the first hand, gets his man, one away. I think that's Reginato? Yes, it's Reginato. So, again, this Colt 45's defense playing all the positions by the looks of things, still sticking with traditional pitchers. Now we're just trying to see. Oh, Kyle Norton, he's in right field. The pitch now to Lyndon Brandon is taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Oh, and pitch swung, that ball is hit hard into right field. Back it goes to the wall, and it's off the wall. Near the 368 sign. Into second safely goes Brandon. And so, for the Tehama Bulls, maybe looking to rally, make things interesting and fun. It is a fun one. What's even fun is when the drama is tight, and you got a tight ball game. And so now here is Manny Sleaser, the designated hitter, the pride of Cottonwood, his former teammate Wyatt Reginato, over at third base. Here's Nichols. He'll wind into Lever. Ties up Sleaser with the fastball for a strike. Flick the wrist and Horn won the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball inside, and it hits Leaser on the jersey. And so, with one away, runners at first and second, one swing of the bat. And this Bulls team, you got to give them credit. They have come to play, and play hard they have. And now, somebody's wearing number 6, but it sure as heck isn't Lyndon Brandon. Lyndon Brandon is at first, so it's Aaron Torres. So Aaron Torres, the number 6, taking low for ball 2. Two balls and no strikes, and home plate umpire encouraging Torres into the box. Two and oh the counts. 3-0 now. 3-0 the counts. Here's Nichols, the 3-0 pitch. It's a fastball just high for ball 4. And so the bases are loaded. And so let's see if this Tehama Bulls team could maybe could play some spoilers a bit. And meanwhile, we're going to get time as so Ethan Williams now back at his traditional catching role, going out to talk to Nichols. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled back. So Jack Ginzy. So 0-1 to Ginzy. Pitch is swung on, lifted up along the third base line. That is going to go foul and out of play into the VIP third base area. 0-2 pitch is a curveball, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Ginsby. So for Caden Nichols. Gets the second out, and now here is Brady Meeks. Here's the pitch to Brady. Curveball in there for a strike. Curveball there, dropping at the knees. 0-1 the count. Here's Nichols. He'll set the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball, and this one tails away. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away. One ball and two strikes. And we're going to get time out for the moment. Top of the seventh, the Colt 45s leading the Tehama Bulls 16-10. The 1-2 is a curveball dipped away. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, line to second, and making the catch is Wyatt Larinaga, and that ends the inning. But so for the Tehama Bulls, they get the bases loaded, but unable to cash in any runs. No runs, a hit, a walk, and three left. And we go to the bottom of the seventh, and looks like it'll be time for the seventh inning stretch here on KCNR. So we'll be right back here on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, eat off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Bottom of the seventh inning we go, and here it'll be Wyatt Larinaga to lead things off, and so the bulky left-hander going up against a big left-hander from Red Bluff. and Easton Moore. So credit for this to Hama Bulls team coming in and really making it a competitive first four innings before the Colt 45s busted open with a 7-run fifth. And so here is Wyatt Reginato. Here's the pitch to Reginato, taking in the dirt for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, and looks like it might have bopped the catcher in the arm working behind home plate is Landon Brannon. So Brannon gets a standing 10 count. He's okay. So, home plate being dusted off, and Maxie taking some extra time to check on the catcher. Here's the 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball is grounded to first. Up with it, up with the foot race, and winning the foot race to first is Gainsby, and there's one out. And now that will bring up Areve Camacho. So Camacho looking bunt against Moore. The pitch is a fastball taken high and away for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball taken up and away. So two balls and no strikes. 2-0 for Moore. Swung on, and that ball is grounded hard to short. Foot race is on. The throw to first is in time. Nice play from Brett Johnson, taking care of the speedy Camacho. And with two outs, here is Royce Knock. Here is Moore. He'll wind and deliver. Pitch is a fastball up and away for ball one. 1-0 the count. One zero is a fastball taken outside for ball two. Two-oh pitch is the breaking ball in the dirt for ball three. So three balls and no strikes and four more. Looking at his fingertips, saying spin the ball. And again, credit to this Tehama Bulls team for really coming out and at least throwing strikes to this Colt 45's team, and as soon as I say that, he pitches high for ball four. And so Royce Knock is aboard. And now here is Kyle Norton. Kyle. throw over to first and back on the bag. Goes Norton. So Norton, who played in right field, and I think he'll be playing third base, if I'm not mistaken, this next inning. There goes Knock. The pitch is swung on, and that is a foul ball, and called late, but it was foul, and Knock hit it off of his shoe. What the heck? There was a grasshopper that just landed on me. This has really been a bad week. This grasshopper just flew out of nowhere and landed right on my lap. I am not even joking. Not that I'm scared by bugs. It just randomly landed on me. We're good. 0-1. Oh, and 1-1 the count. Yeah. Sorry for that reaction, folks. Just a big grasshopper just randomly lands on you, and you just don't expect it. I thought it was a spider at first. That was why it was a little jumpy. But just a grasshopper. Anyway, to Scott, there goes Knock. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike two. The throw is bounced and then gets into center field. Knock on his way from second. Goes to third. So for Royce Knock, he takes the 2-for-1 special after 9 p.m. I think that's still available. The 2-taco special at Jack in the Box, I think you can get that for like $1.50 or something. Lived off of those. 3-1. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Bounce in the dirt for ball four. Skips by the catcher, the throw home, not in time. Knock eats a face full of dirt, but comes on home. And now it's 17-10, Colts 45s. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball, just a little high. Two and two. Two pitches, bouncing the dirt for ball three, and so for Moore, almost putting his hands up after he bounced the pitch, and he's just sort of almost kind of like he's speaking Italian a little bit, using a lot of hands to hopefully throw strikes. A 3-2 pitch swung on. That ball is high, popped high up. Man, that one hit the stratosphere coming down. It eventually lands into the glove of Jack Ginsby, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s add another run as Royce Knock comes home on the wild pitch. No hits, but a run scored by Knock. And at the end of seven, the Colt 45s lead the Tehama Bulls 17-10 here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM,
AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Top of the eighth inning we go. The Reading Colt 45s lead 17-10. Ethan Williams is back to his normal position, and we will see now who pitches. And it's going to be Peyton Jeffries. So for Peyton Jeffries coming in, doing some relief work here in front of the hometown crowd. So, for Jeffries, who is from Shasta College, but originally born in Vancouver, Washington. Not Vancouver, Canada, but Vancouver, Washington. That is on the southern border of Washington and is a suburb of Seattle. So for Peyton Jeffries, who collects baseball cards as he gets ready to work against Kyle England. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken low for ball one. 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Jeffries. Swung on and missed for strike one. Throwing that low fastball and flinching at it. Coming through with the hands is England. For Peyton Jeffries, he is a baseball card collector and collects the rare ones. Pitch is taken inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. His favorite player is Ichiro. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away. So two balls and two strikes the count. The Colt 45s leading 17-10 in what has been a fun night here. A pretty packed crowd here at historic Tiger Field. Tiger Field has been around for 99 years. Built in 1923, and it's a 2-2 pitch, a slow roller. To first, up with it is Norton, who delivers to Nichols covering the bag, and there's one away. So a 3-run, one put out. And for the Colt 45s, who put up 7 runs in the 5th inning. Nice way to end the week after a tough battle against the Novato Knicks, losing a close game on Tuesday night, 17-15, where 7 home runs were hit, including 3 grand slams. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. And then game two, the Colt 45s rallied from an 8-4 deficit, came back and scored 6 runs in the final inning, and it was Bryce Sweet who was the hero with a walk-off home run. His 8th of the year and probably the biggest of the season. 1-1 the count. To Aiden McGregor, who swings and misses for strike 3, and down he goes, 2 away. So with 2 outs, Riley C. is going to come up to bat. Reading zone, Riley C. And so for Riley, 5'7", played safety and running back in high school. Pretty good football player, but baseball is his passion. Can play short, can play second. 1-0, Nichols winds and delivers. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, waved at in Foul tip for strike one to Williams. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball just a little high for ball two. So for Jeffries, has a signed baseball card by Ken Griffey. He said his club coach played for the Mariners. And now for Jeffries, because of his time with the Colt 45s, he just recently signed to St. Scholastica in Minnesota. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball there for a strike. And so for C, trying to put on for the home crowd here in Reading in front of his mom, in front of his dad, the 3-2 pitch is taken high for ball four.
All right, I need all kids behind home plate for the home dugout. All kids for loser shoes, all of them.
So now, here's Tucker Seidson at the bottom of the eighth. We get to have our favorite competition, my favorite minigame, where all the children line up in left field. And then they race, try to find their shoes. And then once they put on their shoes, they book it to Homer. And whoever wins, well, they get the glory of winning, something they'll probably remember for the rest of their lives. They'll remember that one time when they put on their shoes and booked it through past Homer. 1-1 to Tucker Sides. The pitch is a fastball down and away. Here's the 1-1 pitch, waved at a miss for strike two. 1 ball. And 2 strikes the count for Nichols, who allowed the walk to C, but now looking to take care of Sides. A C and a side. We'll take extra fries. The 1-2 pitch is missed outside for ball two. Man, speaking of Sides, I am hungry. Just talking about with the ball players and, you know, this is a NorCal crew, so they're telling me what to get at Oracle Park, and they were telling me about the pulled pork sandwiches and then the garlic fries. 2-2 pitches in the dirt for ball three. The throw over to second, and C is rung up. Caught stealing at second. Ethan Williams showing how they do it in Susanville, and that ends the inning. So no runs, no hit for the Tehama Bulls. C thrown out at second, and we go to the bottom of the gate. It is now time for our favorite minigame. Shoot. Here we go. Sorry, broke my phone. So here's what we'll do. So the children are going to run from behind from the left field wall, and then whoever puts on the shoes runs past Homer is the winner. We have about 80 children. We have not 80. Now we'll do another head count. Yeah, so we got about 52 kids who are. And there they go. The children are off. Let the foot race begin for the shoes. They race past the dugout. We've got a kid in a maroon shirt. He puts on his left shoes. The Crocs help. He puts on his second. Oh, a girl found her shoes, takes the lead past maroon, and the girl in the white shirt, she is the clear winner. Man, that kid can probably beat you in a game of match. She knew exactly where her shoes were. She wore sandals, so she had the She had the advantage with the slip-ons, but found her shoes, ran past Homer, and she is the winner, but all the kids are winners there, and they'll get a big high five and picture with Homer. And so that is that. And so we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Glad you could join us here on this Friday night.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company, and why Megastar Financial?
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
To the bottom of the eighth we go, and Ethan Williams to lead things off. The Colt 45s leading 17-10 after girl in a white shirt won the shoe race. On to pitch is Aaron Torres, who delivers a strike to Ethan Williams. One ball and one strike. Ethan Williams ended the eighth inning in style by throwing out Riley C. Here's Torres. He'll look in, wind, and deliver. The 1-1 pitch is a slider that breaks to the middle of the plate for strike two. 1-2 the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lined sharply down the right field line, foul. And so for the Colt 45s, we'll finish up its final homestand next Thursday. Hope you'll join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Thank you for all the support this season, all the fans watching, listening from either on the radio from their homes or using the online app. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is grounded hard up the middle for a base hit. And so now here is Nate Scott. And so here is Scott. The pitch to Scott. Fastball missing low for ball one. One-oh pitch is on at the knees for a strike. Nodding his head, agrees that was a strike. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch to Scott. There goes Williams, taken high, and he will get there without a throw. Williams steals second. Landon Brannon couldn't grab a handle on the pitch, so 2-1. Pitch. Swung on and fouled back. That's going to tip over the netting, and a fan gets a souvenir. Almost caught the ball. I was like, well, what do I do with it now? The 2-2 pitch, curveball is swung on and fouled back. The 2-2 pitch, fastball taken high. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three, call. Nate Scott didn't believe it, but he'll take a slow walk back to the dugout. And now here's Wyatt Larinaga. There goes Williams on a ball in the dirt, and he steals third without a throw. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball taken a little high for ball two. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. So for Larinaga from Alturas. Two-one pitch swung on and fouled back. He was also a basketball player playing two sports at Lassen. Has some solid handles. Looks like he'd be a pretty good point guard and a shooter. The 2-2 from Torres. Fastballs. Did he go? No swing. Or did they call him? It was originally waved off, and then they called him for strike three, and down he goes. So Larinaga is rung up. Home plate umpire looked down at first and then retracted the call and called it strike three. So with two outs, here's Derek Ray. Torres winds and delivers. The pitch to Ray is swung on and fouled away. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Bouncing the dirt for ball one. Taking off is Williams. He will reach home without even sliding. Runs through the base. And it's now 18-10. The Colts 45s. Putting it on here. Once trailed 3-2. Trailed 10-8. And then they have responded with 10 straight runs. Here's a 1-1 pitch that is missiled into right field for a base hit. Heading a firm live drive there is Ray, and so here is Giacomo Crosetti once again coming to bat. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner for strike one. throw over to first, aim back on the bag is Ray. He was leaning ever so slightly, but ran back. Plenty of fans still here on this Friday evening. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider away. Here's the 1-1 pitch. There goes the runner. Pitch is swung on and grounded to second. CA tries to shovel, but the shovel is low and bounced. Everybody's safe. So the inning continues with two outs for Wyatt Larinaga. Wyatt Reginato. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Changeup on the outside corner for strike two. So Reginato with two strikes. Here's Torres, deals, trying to frame it, but no sir. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Reginato. So the Colt 45s are able to add another run. We go to the top of the ninth. The Colt 45s lead the Tehama Bulls 18-10 here on KCNR.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Top of the ninth inning we go, and Kyle Norton, who has played every position on the field today, will finish up as the relief pitcher. So for Norton, the left-handed pitcher who can toss it at 87 miles per hour has a curveball and a changeup that he mixes in well.
Finishing is ninth position, starting is ninth position.
So for Norton. He's going to face Well, oh, so here he goes. So Jordan Bryan to lead things off. So kid, round 6-1, fouls pitch back, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike two. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away. Pitch is taken high. So one ball and two strikes the count for Norton, who has done the Iron Man by playing all nine positions today. The 1-2 pitch is a high fastball, and that takes care of Jordan Bryan with one away. Here is Donnie Mesmer. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike one. Norton, he'll wind in fire high. So 18-10. The San Jose team was supposed to come, but there was an illness, and so they have decided to cancel. So the last three-game series we'll have will be on Thursday, and hope you can join us. 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. One and two. One, two pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Williams will take care and throw out Mesmer. And so now with two outs, that will bring up Casey Acree. So Acree will get a chance to hit. Here's the pitch, taken four strike, 0-1. 0-1 pitch is this low. One one takes care of Acree, so one ball and two strikes, and so for the Colt 45s, they're going to end this weekend on a positive note as Kyle Norton delivers high for ball two. And all season long, this team has shown an ability to score runs almost at will. Besides yesterday, Colt 45s have averaged 7 runs per game. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for Strike three, and down goes Acri, and that's the ball game. The Colt 45s win this game by a final score of 18-10. We want to thank fans from all over the country, whether you are tuning in from your radio or tuning in from your mobile device. Thank you for your support of KCNR, the Colt 45s. This has been Ethan Hansen signing off, and we will see you next Thursday. Have a great night, everybody.
We now return to our regularly scheduled broadcasting.
And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Ayanna Pressley, Democrat Congresswoman, explained to us that as long as they're mentally disturbed, we will have no peace.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
They're mentally ill, and as long as they're mentally ill, they'll be violent about it, as the subtitles underneath what she said. Now, Congressman Lee Zeldin tweeted out, he said, his words as he tried to stab me a few hours ago were, "You're done." But several attendees, including a woman running as lieutenant governor with him, quickly jumped in. She's a former police officer, Esposito, jumped into action and tackled the guy and this Marine as well. Law enforcement was on the scene within minutes. Remember, when seconds count, the police can be there in minutes. He said then, the attacker will likely be instantly released under New York's laws. And then you know what happened? The attacker was instantly released. Not only was he instantly released, he was instantly released after this attempted political assassination without bail. No bail. Not a dollar. All right, what a smile and a pat. Honestly, this is the party of the Klan and Jim Crow. This is the Democrat Party. We ought to be very disturbed. And I wonder what the Republicans do if they had a brain. Because they sit there on their hands eating oatmeal and don't say anything. Just amazing. Released without bail, just as Congressman Zeldin had predicted, had foreseen. Monroe County Sheriff's Department, you can go. Bail? No bail. Judge? Don't worry about it. He was arraigned in Parenton Town Court and released on his own recognizance, the Sheriff's Department said. Well, that ought to keep him from doing it again. Welcome to America 2022. Remember, January 6th.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7996. That's 800-613-7996. 800-613-7996. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And now coming in at number one.
Number one.
It's Kentucky Fried Chicken's $5 Mac and Cheese Bowl.
Mac and cheese, chicken and cheese. Mac and cheese, chicken and cheese.
KFC.
Mac and cheese, chicken and cheese. Mac and cheese, chicken and cheese.
For $5.
Oh, yeah, baby. Order KFC's $5 Mac and Cheese Bowls on the app. Back for a limited time in original or spicy. That's finger-licking good. Price participation may vary for a limited time only.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Backyard grillouts are better this summer with the Omaha Steaks All-American Assortment. Visit omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle in the search bar, and fill your freezer with 16 mouth-watering entrees like butcher's cut filet mignons, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. Plus, 8 ultra-juicy Omaha Steaks burgers free. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sizzle into the search bar for a special price on the All-American Assortment, and get 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe and his gang.
I'm going to a wedding here in just about a month, so I'm looking for a gift about $100. And there was like a meat thermometer.
I know Elle said earlier that cash and gifts, there's no difference.
If you're so inclined, you know, we have everything we need already, why don't you help us pay for our honeymoon?
But don't you think that meat thermometer, maybe that is a honeymoon?
Stacking Benjamins. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, also for the slow-witted Republicans on Capitol Hill, Lee Zeldin is Jewish. As my friend Connie pointed out just a few minutes ago, I always forget about the racial ethnic victim thing. You know, the Democrats would always pounce on that. And it's a white guy who attacked him, and he's an anti-Semite. See, the Democrats would say it was an anti-Semitic attack, too, in addition to being terrorist and the end of our democracy and our Republican, and the whole Republican Party would be guilty, and every member of Congress would be guilty. And Kathy Hochul, Republican, if she were a Republican, she's a Democrat. She stirred up the, you know, the lunatic nest. You know, honestly, just which parties? The Democrats would be having a field day with this, a field day. Let's go to Tom, calling from Central New York. Thomas, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, welcome.
I wonder if maybe you could reach out to Peter Doocy and ask him today in the press conference to ask this precise question. Did Mr. Biden reach out to Nancy Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi to Kathy Hochul and Kathy Hochul to Letitia James and Letitia James to the local DA to be sure that they've invoked the new red flag laws and properly document this gentleman's record? I think it'd be a great proof of concept that this new red flag law is truly effective and in place and functioning properly.
Yeah, the White House isn't even aware of it. You know why they're not aware of it? Because MSNBC hasn't mentioned it yet this morning. And that's where they get their news. CNN did mention it 20 minutes in. They had to do 20 minutes of January 6th, because they're fluffers for the Democrat Party. But yeah, red flag. Now, it wasn't a gun, so no red flag law on the gun. But is this guy, does this guy have a history of, Democrat illness?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.